This is Healthy Heart Meditation with the Rising Breath Meditation, developing the height of the heart. Take a majestic posture, sitting in the royal posture, feet are flat, sitting in a chair, or if you're on a cushion or bench, your spine is straight, your chest is open, your hands are resting either upward or downward on your lap. Your head is level, feeling as if it's floating on top of your spinal column. You let your eyes gently close. You connect with your breath, your normal, everyday breathing. Noticing the inhales and the exhales and the turnaround point, where one becomes the other. You notice any sensations in your body. Notice any thoughts. Notice any feelings or emotions. And you return to focusing on your breath. For the rising breath, we're going to breathe in and out through the mouth with your lips just barely parted, sipping breath. Or if you were thinking of breathing in and out through a straw. This way of breathing gives the feeling of being free from all constraints. Find your pulse. When you look for it, your pulse will appear spontaneously somewhere in your body. The place that the pulse first appears has meaning. Can you decide the meaning from the location in your body? Given what you now know about the left and right sides of the heart and the energy centers of the body? When you finish your in-breath, hold your breath for 10 seconds or so, and you may feel your heart throbbing in your chest. Once you can feel either your pulse or your heartbeat, use that as a counting rhythm. If you still can't feel either pulse or heartbeat, just count mentally, slowly. You'll feel the pulse eventually. Count 6 heartbeats while breathing in, and again 6 heartbeats while breathing out. If that's too fast, make it 8 heartbeats in and 8 heartbeats out. And now don't hold your breath at all. Breathing in and out through the mouth, sipping breath, sipping energy, sipping light. Using your pulse or heartbeat as a rhythm links your breath rate to your heart rate and makes the inhale and exhale the same length. Because of the periodic balanced rhythm of this breath, we also call it the rhythmic breath. Extend the exhalation now to increase the amount of breath you exchange in each breath cycle. As you approach the last few counts of your exhale, Squeeze your abdominal muscles to force the last bit of air out of your lungs. It takes an effort of the abdominal muscles to finish the exhalation. The diaphragm alone is not enough. Your stomach area should cave in as you breathe out. Then go immediately into the inhalation without pausing. Simply relax your muscles and new breath will rush in. You'll get at least twice as much breath per cycle by breathing this way. Think of your breath as rising as you breathe in and descending as you breathe out, all the while within your heart. Your exhalation takes you deep into your heart, and your inhalation lifts you high again. Ride on the breath, feeling that your breath is moving you rather than you are moving your breath. Your breath is moving you. As you rise in the inhalation, look for an emotion leaping out of the depth of your heart and carrying you to the heights of joy. This is glorification, an emotion of the universe that cannot be confined to a human heart. In this emotion, you can see what cannot be seen from the flatlands. You can remember the possibilities of your soul that have been covered by compromises. It's just like lifting above the fog into the clear light. Stay aware of your heartbeat. It keeps you centered in the vastness. As you continue with the rising breath practice, I'll describe some of the signs of an elevated heart. An elevated heart recovers quickly from disappointment. This heart has the ability to lift you out of any depression. People with elevated hearts feel joy easily, look on the bright side of every situation, and aspire to the ideal in all matters. It is the height of your heart that lifts your viewpoint beyond the present struggles to see the opportunity being presented to you. It is the height of your heart that gives you the sense of what's really important instead of simply urgent. This heart resists getting buried in minutiae. It reminds you that you have a higher calling. The honesty of the elevated heart is absolute. Honesty is valued for itself and is worth maintaining at any cost. Your elevated heart gives you confidence that is infectious and empowering to others. Your excellence and high principles inspire the same in others. An elevated heart makes you surprising, humorous, and quick. And so enjoy the elevated heart practice, the rising breath practice, for a few more breath cycles. And now return to normal breathing. Notice the space above you, around you. Try to feel appreciation for somebody that you're close to, or something, or even an animal, a plant. And feel this appreciation here at the end of this practice, and carry it and hold it as long as you can. Cultivate gratitude for any emotion that this practice surfaced. And when you're ready, you can slowly open your eyes. And thank you.